Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Another day in the kingdom of God. Another day to do His will. Another way, another day to love His perfection. You know, as I consider the ways of God, every time I do His word and learn His ways, it always exceeds my expectations. That's why sometimes I'll say God thinks of everything. And there were instructions God gave me years and years ago that I didn't understand the fullness of it. I knew that what He told me to do was necessary. I knew that out of all the things He could have told me to do, this is what He said to. And I didn't know why. But before that, the Lord taught me something about my ministry. I had to be able to trust Him beyond my ability to understand. And when He revealed that to me, a lot of things opened up. And I wanted to do His will. And I wanted to be effective. And I looked at all, I used to ask the Lord, I said, Lord, I could do, I had ideas about ministry. I had an idea of how, what to do in ministry. And the Lord didn't, you know, He didn't guide me to do those things. Sometimes I even wonder why. And, one time I said, well, I could go to the park and just, pass out tracts or something. But He never told me to do that, you know, as a mission. But He did tell me other things to do. And then timing was important. He gave me my first assignment besides preaching. I would preach at churches, and whenever I would get invited, And I would preach at my home church sometimes. And I wanted something to do. I wanted to be more busy in ministry. And I didn't like being dormant. But I was always learning. But over time, the Lord would give me things to do. When I did that good newsletter, it was effective. And I enjoyed it. A lot of work, but I enjoyed it. Because when God tells you to do it, you have an anointing for it. It's something you want to do. It's easy. It's easy to you because you have an anointing for it. And it's the perfect thing for the time. But over looking back at what God did, I learned many other things. And the way God gave information and the way He taught me and the way He helped me understand things, it all works together from the beginning. Back when I didn't see all these things. So, out of all the things that the Lord tell you to do, whatever He say do, it's wise to put it on the top shelf. That's the first thing you do. Make it happen. Is let it be more important than everything else that you do. And God will bless you for it. Some people say, well, first, you got to take care of your family. You got to make sure your wife is happy. Then do ministry. No. Do what God said do. And if you do His business, your business will be well taken care of. I promise you. If you're a man and your wife gets on board with what God gave you to do, He's gonna bless you. He's gonna bless you and her. If you have to do it by yourself and you have no help from your wife, God might divide your wife out of your life. Jesus did say, count up the cost. This is why people are going to hell, and God is our Lord. If we love Him, if we're in the kingdom of God, God is our King. We do what our King say do. That's just, that's simple understanding. That's basic knowledge. You don't go against the King for nobody. And you do what the King wants you to do. The enemy sends some people into your life so that you won't be able to do God's will. You know, Billy Graham was going to get married, but the Lord told him that's not the one. She was going to be contrary to, she wasn't going to be able to deal with him going out doing preaching the word of God. But his wife, Ruth, was different. She loved God's will. And she did the will of God. She would be at home. And in those days, he had to be gone for months. Then he'd come back home. But she was able to handle it. But see, if you seek the Lord, if you're not married, then by all means seek the Lord so that he'll help you marry the person that would be an asset instead of a weight. But some people are already married and they met God and the Lord begins to move in their life. Everybody don't have the same situation. And some people will get on board that's you're already married to, and sometimes it may be something, you know, there's enmity between God's seed and Satan's seed. Sometimes the more you draw near to the Lord, everybody's not going to like it. And that's just how it is. These are facts. And you have to deal with the factors of life. Some people hate the will of God. They don't care about the things of God. If they want to leave, let them go. If they want to stay, and maybe they'll join you in God's word. But anyway, nevertheless, whatever God say do, keep that on the top shelf. And ask the Lord how to do it. Don't traditionalize. Sometimes people end a good relationship because they put a traditional spin on what God wants to do. No. The Lord's work is a blessing. It's sent to be a blessing. And you can do it and be a blessing. You don't have to, if you do it wrong, you can get burnt out. But you have to stay focused on Him. If your relationship with Him is strong, then the way you operate in ministry will also be strong. Your relationship with God is more important than what you do for Him in life. All I'm saying is love God, do what He said do, but keep your eyes on Him. It'll take His strength, His wisdom, His knowledge to do this. And do it exactly like He say. And people are going to interject their opinions. Forget about their opinions. Do what God is talking about. Do what God is speaking to you. Do it the way He said. Do it with the love of God. Overlook the people and look at Him. Keep your eyes on Him. And keep your motives pure in the full love of God, and it will all work out. The way God, the method that He give you. I used to be puzzled. Why, Lord, why did you say do it this way? You know, but that's what He said. And I didn't always understand until later. He would give me more. And I understand. I don't talk about the details to anybody. I told my wife and my son why God did something after I found out. And I'm still learning. But I'll give you the short version. God is strategic. He know who don't like Him. And some people, He's not trying to teach them anymore because they're hard-headed. And And he'll send you to his people. He'll send you to do what's necessary. He may send you to warn people that won't listen. He may send you to just like he did Ezekiel. He said they're not going to listen. Now, how about that? God, you got to go do a work to a people that God said is not going to listen. But tell them anyway. Now, I don't know what God will have you to do and why. I'm not God. But if you do what he said do, you're going to be blessed for it. And other people, if they'll listen, they'll be blessed too. And somebody will usually hear you and walk out of the darkness of this world. But if people love the darkness of this world more than they love God, they're not going to listen to nobody. But don't take it personal when people don't listen. It's not your fault. They made a choice. All Jesus asked us to do was let our light shine. Let it shine. Don't hide it. Don't conform. Live as a citizen in the kingdom of God. Serve the Lord with love. And if that's a problem for somebody that's close to you, then they're going to fall out because they don't receive the love of God. Sometimes even kind people won't receive the love of God. But it's my highest desire that everybody I know will, but some people make a south choice instead of a northern choice, a blessed choice. They'll rather live like the devil than God. These things are simple to understand. People don't want to face the truth of it, but that's just the way it is. You know, I didn't cause things to be like they are, or I don't make people make choices that are bad for them. But I have to deal with it. You know, but nevertheless, people are people. And they'll do what they want to do. But you got a right to do what God wants you to do. That's what I'm saying. You got a right. And God will help you do what he say do in a well thought out way. You don't have to live like others. You know, traditionalizing a ministry and trying to stick to narratives that have failed throughout history is not only sad but ridiculous. But doing it God's way is perfect. I look at life like, you know, I look at what God did. And as I study the Old Testament, as the prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Judges, I get a chance to see how things form and why. If man would just obey God, then the children, they would obey God. But wherever, if you study Joshua and Judges, the generations, they started declining because as they started doing precisely what God said don't do, the next generation had a harder time serving God. And the enemy was setting up stronghold camps. It got to a point, Benjamin would rather fight and protect people that would rape a woman all night than do justice. And God had to wipe Benjamin almost out, the tribe of Benjamin, because Satan set up a stronghold, because people continually did things that were wrong. When this happens, God has to deal with the choices people make as a society, as a way of life. They became people that were unuseful. They became people that were dangerous to his will, and he had to wipe Benjamin out. When Jephthah had a great victory, the tribe of Ephraim 42,000 men from Ephraim wanted to kill, came to kill Jeremiah because they, not Jeremiah, Jephthah, because they were embarrassed because Jephthah won a great victory without them. And that's the strangest thing I ever seen. But see, if you follow God and do what He tells you to do and it works, some people will hate you for it. They will murder your name. They will slander you. This kind of jealousy and strife, every evil work follows. Now, it's against the law for them to murder you for real. But they will speak evil of you or not talk about it. Or they'll try to play down what God is doing in your life. This is how people treat God. If you do something for God that God told you to do and it works, and people get upset, that's how they feel about God too. You can't separate the way we treat man from the way we treat God. They mad because they want God to use them so they'll get the glory. Which is ridiculous. People are in competition. And this is why they'll never be used in any form of great revival. But when the rapture happens, and it's soon to happen, it's imminent, the Lord's about to return. I don't care what nobody say, He's about to return. His return is imminent. He's coming back, and I'm going to be gone. He told me, he said, you're going to be a missing person. I believe him. I believe him totally. Now, this is, when he talked like that, he talked to me in ways that I know is him. He confirmed things I know is him. I don't have to guess and wonder. He's returning. That's just the way it is. But I wonder how it's going to look. How many people are going to actually be raptured? Because God has to deal with the strife, the animosity, the jealousy, the Cain jealousy that people have, the disobedience. They turn their shoulder from God because they turn their heart from God. Not to mention the sins, the Galatians 5 sins that God said don't do. I know they'll be left. But sometimes people you expect to be in the kingdom of God, they have opted out over strife, over seditions. God can't ignore these things. And He's been dealing with people about it, but they ignore that too. People that you think are going to heaven and then they don't. Understand, anybody that gets left here, God's been trying to get their attention. He's been telling them things and they've been ignoring Him on purpose because they love this world. And they won't listen. We don't just learn God's word, we receive God's word. And we act on it. Learning it is the last thing we do. We learn it in part, and over time it all makes sense. Over time it all works. We learn it more and more as we go forward. It's not like you read a book, oh, I read that book, I know that book. No. You receive God's word, just like Adam acted on the word of a serpent. And Eve acted on the word of a serpent in deception. And they both ate off the tree that God plainly told them not to eat off of. And then they ate off of it and they died. That's why we die. Because they were our parents. But Jesus, thank God, sin got in the earth with one man, God got it out of the earth with one man. And we benefit from it if we believe on it and live like it. You're going to have to make choices to follow God, love Him, walk in His way. Whatever you lose, you didn't have it anyway. And you can do better without it. And whatever you gain is going to be a blessing to you. If you follow God, there will be forms of sorrows, but God is, he'll be with you. He'll give you joy. And if you follow the peace, you're going to do perfectly. Now, I happen to be out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord. The Lord has much invested in us, and he don't turn a blind eye to people that's about to walk out of his kingdom. He try to help them. But people are not like they seem. People portray themselves the way they want to be known. And you have to understand these things. Till next time, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.